So another issue that comes up oncologists ask about is, first of all, whether or not there are any predictors of benefit in the stage three setting, obviously PD-L1 levels, for example, but also in patients with driver mutations, EGFR, et cetera. Can you talk about what we know about those questions at this point?
Yeah. So the Pacific manuscript really emphasized that the benefit was seen across the board, including in patients with EGFR mutations. If you really dive into the data and look at the hazard ratios and the forest plot, it's unclear to me that patients with EGFR mutation derive benefit. There is a trend towards benefit, but the error bars are wide, and we have no data as to what their subsequent therapies were. Interestingly, PD-L1 1% was not a pre-specified cutoff in this study, but it was requested by the EMA. And we saw that in patients whose tumors were PD-L1 negative, there was no benefit, no obvious benefit from adjuvant or consolidative durva. So how does this impact clinical practice? We don't have studies of TKIs after radiotherapy. So it's a risk-benefit discussion with our patients. Is there something about the radiotherapy that may render these patients sensitive to a checkpoint inhibitor? We don't know. I would say in the U.S., it's exceptionally uncommon for us to diagnose EGFR or ALK-driven cancers at stage 3. Most of these patients are not suspected to have a lung cancer, and it's found either extremely early incidentally or when it's already spread and is stage 4. So I can't remember the last time I've given chemoradiotherapy to an oncogene-driven cancer. In terms of the PD-L1 status, I think that's a different issue. And there are two schools of thought, and I'm of the more conservative one in terms of risk to our patients. And if a patient has a tumor that's entirely PD-L1 negative and any other risk factor for complication from a consolidative course of durva, I'm more likely to advise against it than for it. I think others feel differently, that this is our chance to cure them, and so far the survival data in all comers suggests there's an advantage. So it's a discussion, but it's a more in-depth discussion in a tumor that's PD-L1 negative versus intermediate or high.
So, of course, this has people excited also about the adjuvant setting. You talked about the ALCHEMIST trial. When do you think we'll get some information on that? What's the earliest you think we'll hear about any of these trials looking at adjuvant therapy?
At least 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
We have to remember, in our adjuvant setting, we are treating a subset of the population that has already been cured by surgery or by surgery followed by chemotherapy. So the event rate is anticipated to be fairly low, and the follow-up will be long to achieve a necessary number of events such that we could report on the study.